Today we're talking about breeding bitches and stud dogs. How about that? Can you relate to that in one way or another? Are you a breeding bitch? I am. You know, I walk around and I carry pugs with me everywhere. If you go into my house, my pillows are pugs. Ashley, my decorator daughter, said, Kim, she said, Mom, you're over the top with the pugs. It's getting a little obnoxious. But I do love my dogs. And I've had two pugs and gone through the whole process of breeding these two pugs. Puddin was the first one and Rolo's the second. So I've had experience dealing with stud dogs and bitches. The bitches were my own, the stud dog I had to meet and sometimes bring into my home. Several things are very evident with the difference between the sexes, male, female, that translates to us. So, I didn't mean to insult you by calling you a breeding bitch, but you know, if the shoe fits, we females have a tendency to be more loyal and home-based. My female dogs lick me a lot, like I'm their baby. She mothers me. And she sticks close to me, and she's pretty loyal, and she can be a little bit emotional. Now, enter Elmo Moreno, her first husband. He came and he lived with us for about a week when Rolo was in heat. And Elmo was a senior stud, but I noticed several things about him. He didn't know what he was doing. He was very interested in Rolo and in the home, but he was spastic in a lot of ways. He didn't have intuition in knowing how to do the things he was supposed to do. And so he was very awkward, and he had to kind of mark his territory, whereas females tend to come right alongside you and put you at ease. He would kind of, you know, put his stance down and then look around for something to raise his leg on. And I'm not in any way trying to make you think that your husbands are like that. But there are distinctive differences between males and females. We see it in dogs, but we can also see it in human beings. Did you know that several years ago, Florida State did a study studying the difference between males and females? And one of the things was interesting was this. Between men and women, and they did, it was a pretty large study, they noticed that it was equal between the tendency towards angry, critical thoughts with men and women. So I'm not exactly sure how the test went, but I think they were supposed to verbalize what they were thinking in different situations. And it was equal between men and women on having angry thoughts and critical thoughts, very equal. But the tendency with women was to take it in and make it more personal and prolong the disagreement, prolong the anger, to hold a grudge. And the men's tendency was to explode more and then get it over with and not think about it anymore. And I think there's something in that for us to learn. Listen to these other things that I saw. Scientifically, I was looking at videos, magnetic videos of the brain. And if a man and a woman both had the, whatever it was, to look inside their brain, a woman was told to pick up something and put it in a box. On both sides in the images, it would light up because she was using both sides of her brain to do that simple task. And for the men, consistently, it only lit up one side of their brain. And the same way, if they were told to speak something, to recite poetry or something like that. So both physical action and verbal action, in both cases, the men only used one side of their brain and the women used both sides. It's known that men have larger brains than women, but don't get bent out of shape, because there are different things about that. In men, there is the parietal cortex, which is larger than women, and also something that I can't pronounce, but it regulates their sexual and social behavior, and it gives them spatial perception. So they're good at sports, they're good at looking at a target, they're good at looking at a mountain that they want to climb. That part of the brain is larger in a man than it is in a woman, consistently. And for women, the frontal lobe and the limbic cortex, which are kind of up at the top of the brain, they're for problem solving, making decisions in a quick thing, and it also regulates the emotions. So women have that much more developed than men. And also men, their the way they process information is with their gray matter, and the way that women process their information is with their white matter. And I don't know if it matters that there's gray matter and white matter. I don't think I even knew. But in the gray matter, the way that the men process information, it tends to be neuron to neuron. And with women, it's very dense, and there's all kinds of connectors. And so in the white matter, it's much more complicated how we get to an answer, but we do it very quickly. So that explains why women can multitask and men get tunnel vision. And it's really interesting how scientists have been studying the brains to see that there are distinctive differences. The reason I mention all this, and it's pretty exciting, a person can have brain damage in the exact spot in the brain, male, female, and the manifestations are different, male towards female, the exact same part of the brain. Men tend to have Tourette's, and they tend to have dyslexia more than women. And women similarly tend to have depression. Women don't produce as much serotonin as men. And serotonin is what makes you, what gives you a feeling of well-being. And so we don't recycle it as well as men. I don't know why that is, but it explains why women have a tendency to have more depression issues than men. So understanding ourselves, we've mentioned this before, can help us in the way that we relate in relationships, certainly in marriage. And it'll give us a sense of understanding, because the first thing we have to know is if his needs are different than mine and my needs are different than him, then having a sense of awareness will help us so that we don't build up and get frustrated, because we can just look at him and say, that's just the way that they are. And the other thing is understanding those tendencies can prevent us from having blow-ups. So today we're going to talk about problem solving and the tendency towards just looking at the world through our breeder bitch mentality. And so hopefully we'll be able to understand those breeding studs and get along in a lot better situation.